It is said when you take a picture of someone, you capture their soul in the camera. It is also said that if you print it off, that picture contains the soul itself, and you can control them with it. I'm not sure where to start. Do you know what the primordial soup is? Veritable ocean of elements, all floating around randomly all through millions of years of time, and eventually the right set of random circumstances comes to pass and the elements were able to connect together and form the world's first single-cell organism. Now, that's a really boiled-down version of it, but I'm sure you get the gist of it. Fast forward a few billion years to the earliest 1990s, when the internet first began to rapidly accelerate. Every home had a computer, and new connections between computers were opening on a by-the-second basis. Trillions of bytes of data began to transfer around the world at the speed of light. Music, text, sound, and most importantly, pictures. Now if, when you take a picture of someone and capture their soul, what happens when that picture is converted to data and placed in a hard drive? Does the soul follow? 15 years later, we believe so. We believe that when you take a picture of someone and upload it onto your computer, alongside the image data, a blueprint of that person's soul itself is imprinted on the file. Look at your pictures folder. How many souls reside in that folder alone? And that's just the beginning, though. These soul blueprints each retain pieces of a puzzle, parts of the soul itself. Recently, a group of hackers who referred to themselves as the Cardinals took an interest in this theory and began experiments. They found anomalies within the binary sequences of images based on similar features of the person that they had taken a picture of. A binary DNA. Now, these hackers had come to possess a set of three extremely important data files, one AVI, one JPEG, and one MP3, each of which possessing interesting, unexplainable qualities. The first, Cradle.AVI, depicts what appears to be a group of teenagers with a low-quality video camera exploring the basement of a house. The quality of the video is distorted completely, beyond anything comprehensible, and the video is very low quality. For most of the video, the camera is passed around the group, handed back and forth, and jerked around too much to make anything noticeable. But near the end, the camera finds an odd angle, and you can semi-clearly make out a young girl standing in the corner facing the wall. Her hair is long and black, and she is wearing some sort of white dress. You only see her for a split second, but many people who have seen the video claim that there seems to be something wrong with her. A bit deformed, but not in a way that people can explain. The truly peculiar property of this video is what happens to the user's computer at the end of it. In the last second of the video, if not already so, the video will force full screen itself. Along with this, you are left with a 1 second looping clip of a window and a wall. It loops 15 times, and then the girl is seen again, standing on the other side of the window with her back to the viewer, slowly wavering back and forth. After a few moments, the video ends and the user's computer permanently shuts down. Inspection has shown that the entire registry becomes completely corrupt, requiring the user to totally wipe and reinstall. The second file is known as Needles.mp3. This sound file, when played, plays for about 3 minutes. It is extremely distorted. One can occasionally make out some form of voice talking, but most of the sound is the form of growling, rolling, crackled roars. The user who listens to this file often experiences extreme nausea and a loss of balance for a brief period of time. The final file is known as BurningMan.jpg. The file name has nothing to do with what the actual picture depicts. Instead, it's just displayed as a haphazard mess of overlaid and meshed images of dolls in a hallway. There also seems to be an image of a man standing with his head cast down in the background. The image is too distorted to make anything out, much like the other files. The image, when downloaded and opened on a user's desktop, will proceed to stay permanently open on whatever program it is opened through. Not only that, the program becomes disabled. Nothing else happens. The image just permanently sits there, unclickable, unminimizable, and just left with a man's invisible gaze staring at you. From what the group of hackers was able to discern, this file seems to have been pre-compiled into the data something along the lines of CMDOW. Yet as complex and intricate as the program is, it appears to work across all OS platforms, no one knows who the original creator is. In fact, few people have heard of it, as the file is uncopyable nor sendable. This, in fact, further adds to the mystery, as often receivers of this file will obtain it from random anonymous emails posted in forums on a download link. Posing the question, how was that poster able to upload it? If you ever find any of these files, refrain from downloading any of them. They all have varying detrimental effects on your computer, from taking over your entire registry, corrupting your OS, or freezing your mouse and crashing your computer. Now onwards, this group of hackers, the Cardinals, took to analyzing these three files and comparing their odd behaviors. They had heard of other such odd files, images, and data, but were never able to get their hands on them, at least as far as we know, though rumors state they in fact were able to locate and collect all of the known files, like the original smile.jpg, the barbie.jpg, and even suicidemouse.avi. Nonetheless, all these files in hand, the group lined the files up and began to meticulously work through the binary, 1, 0, and 1 at a time, checking for similar strains and series of binary that matched. And they did manage to successfully do so, at least the legend says. The results were 7 identical executable files that did nothing. Simply a gibberish pile of zeros and ones. They endlessly puzzled over the files, each tackling and executable each. They decided to name them after themselves. Lust, gluttony, greed, envy, sloth, wrath, and pride. And last, they attempted to line the files up, and remarkably, something odd happened. The copies of these files quite suddenly meshed together. The result was a single, complete executable, named barelybreathing.exe. And not much else is known after that point. They didn't execute it. They analyzed the file in every way possible. X binary conversions, anything to figure out what the odd file would do, to no avail. Even after forming together, it was even bigger of a jumble of ones and zeros and made even less sense than the separated executables. They backed the file up on a flash drive and proceeded to run it. It was the last program to be run on their destroyed computers a week later. Their corpses had been disfigured beyond recognition. Descriptions of the corpses stated that they almost seemed as if they had brutal slashes across their face and arms. Every square inch of skin had been bare and had been mutilated, almost microwaved and then sliced repeatedly by micro-thin razors. The entire event attempted to be covered up, but there was some media leakage, and because the Cardinals had been keeping a blog amongst themselves and a few close friends that was closed down subsequently and deleted, it was quickly spread out as per what they had attempted to accomplish. And it was, or was not, related to their terrible death. And what of the flash drive? A friend who knew of its existence had later checked the home of the group and was unable to find it. According to reports, the drive was found in the pocket of one of the group and had been taken into custody. The trail continues on. The file resurfaces every few weeks around the globe. Officials attempt to cover it up. Media attempts to leak it out. But if you ever find a cryptic email with an attached labeled baileybreathing.exe, do not open it.